I have to confess to you that these are not the usual or normal Advent Christmas scripture readings. Today's topic, actually, I'd like to share with you is about actually love. And if you read the scripture very carefully and deeply, what God is really trying to teach us is actually love. Now, the challenge is, do we know that love? Do you know what love is, actually? That's the biggest question. I shared with you a few weeks ago about the English word. The root of English word has meaning of love is coming from actually desire or something that is pleasing to me. Either that's old Germanic or Sanskrit or even Latin word, it all kind of connects to desire. And desire is a strong feeling, according to English definition, strong feeling to have something, or strong wish for something to happen. What it means, in a way, is that within that is, it's I-centered, me-centered. I am the most important in this desire. Love as desire means you all exist to please me. Or everything else has to please me. Or if it's not pleasant to me, it's not worth it. Love that God is trying to teach is not I-centered. Little more is kind of us-centered. It's not I, it's us. So, Hebrew word I shared with you, love, has meaning with somewhat. God is trying to teach mercy, kindness. Those are kind of word that is translated as love in the Old Testament. And you know, New Testament, there is a famous word, agape. That's the word Jesus uses whenever he says love. In contrast, whenever human being, his disciples say love, it's philos. Isn't it interesting? Philos is somewhat a way naturally a human being can reach to, because it's a mutual love. It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing at all. But mutual means I do this nice thing to you in expectation that you do nice thing to me. Therefore, if you don't respond nicely to me, I have right not to do that to you. Agape goes beyond that. Agape only focuses on the other and what is good for the other. So our eyes, as we are born, is more or less centralized and focused on what I like, what pleases me, what is comfortable for me. We call it egocentric or I-centered, self-centered. To a degree, we call it selfish. From that to how do we evolve to us-centered? It's not just I, it's not just you, it's us. So how does that connect to Egypt and today's choice of scripture reading, Matthew, which is quite hard to read? You know that in Bible, Egypt is mentioned many times. In the Old Testament, Egypt is mentioned whenever there's a famine, people escape to Egypt. Abraham went down, Isaac went down, Actually, Jacob went down with the whole family, and they stayed there for about 400 years. And they were slaves. So they were called out and liberated. That's called Exodus. And here, baby Jesus had to escape. It's not famine, but horror and terror. And to be kept safe in, safe in Egypt. According to Swedenborg's correspondences, Egypt symbolizes learning, understanding, knowledge. Famine means lack of good or hunger for good or hunger for love. If you'd like to do something that is truly good, you have something that inspires your heart, and you are eager to do something, first thing you need to do is you need to understand what it is that you desire, and you need to study about it, and then you do it properly. In the baby Jesus case, sometimes innocence and this pure good need a protection. That first protection is actually knowledge and understanding. In other words, when we have something good, inspiration that touches our heart, we don't act out, we don't preserve it, we don't protect it, it may die. That's the horrible story of this Matthew story. Historically speaking, there's no evidence such a thing happened. I would say it's all symbolic story. So, there's knowing love and living love. So I was saying that we have hunger for love. Even children shared with us that having love in the heart is good. Having anger in the heart is not good. Even the person may deserve your anger and hatred. Having that in your heart only damages your heart. So teaching of God in the Old Testament and New Testament, very similar actually. Have kindness, have gentleness, have mercy in your heart for your own sake. And living that is the actual challenge that Jesus is laying out to us. And his teaching about love, the two greatest teachings. You love the Lord with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your might. And then you love your neighbor as yourself. If you dig deeply into that, it is reflected that at birth, by birth, somehow our heart is more I-centered, self-centered. And that's exactly reflected in John 2. If you read John 1:1, the light, the Lord, the Word through which we were created, yet the light came to humans, and humans did not accept the light because they loved darkness more. So in spiritual way of seeing this, I-centeredness, self-centeredness, and selfishness is actually darkness. And selflessness, or us-centered, is the light. And coming of Christ, in a way, it's all about trying to wake all of us, basically, and telling us a very simple message. Life is not about me. It is about us. And life is not about asking to love me. It is about loving others first. So love is an action word. It is actually giving. not taking. So may God bless you in this season of love. And I hope you reflect upon the meaning of love deeply. And hopefully you find, you see in your heart which way you are weighted more. And pray to the Lord to empower you and guide you. Amen.